This is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Right here at the top of the show, I'd like to announce that my book, Practical Home Security, A Guide to Safer Urban Living, is available on Amazon Kindle worldwide. You can download a copy from the US, UK, French, and German Amazon sites. The cost is $4.99 US. The book is not translated into local languages, but it is available for purchase in English from those flavors of Amazon. Dead Tree print and Nook versions are on the way. The Nook should be available by the end of the week, and the paperback version should be about 2 weeks. I mentioned this tip a long while back on the Twitter feed, and perhaps even on a previous episode as a side note, but it is worth repeating. When you arrive home, do not rush to turn off your home alarm. It's part of our nature to want to rush in and turn off the loud beeping before the alarm triggers. Relax. On most systems, you have 30 seconds, which is a long time. Get into the home, shut the door behind you, lock it, and then turn off the alarm. Now, why do I recommend this? It helps protect against ambush home robberies. Years ago, I received an email from a listener in Mexico City that I never forgot. The family of his friend was ambushed by armed criminals as they arrived home. When they open up their front door after being out for a night, I think it was out for dinner, the criminals jumped the family, forced them all into the home, tied them up, and then robbed them. Fortunately, they did not harm the family, which included some children. Now, last year, I also read a police report where a man was saved from a home robbery by his home alarm system. He arrived home around 11 p.m., and as he opened his front door, two armed men attacked him and forced him inside. The attack was so sudden that he didn't have the chance to turn off his home alarm. When it triggered, it scared the robbers away. Fortunately for him, he only sustained a minor head wound where one of the robbers pistol whipped him. So my suggestion is to first have an alarm system and use it. Turn it on. Heck, I turn on my alarm system when I take naps in the afternoon. Second, when you come home, get inside, shut the door, and lock it before you turn off the alarm. Secure the perimeter before disabling your automatic call for help. And that'll do it for this week. As always, you can find my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Cloud.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster. This world can-
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.